Ready for the first Wednesday episode?
Might as well.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, but, yo, yeah, smoke a blunt. Forget about it. Forget about
it. We're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun, you know, here. What
I'm saying? We like to have fun here.
No.
Actually, if you're listening,
I know we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know, actually turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds. What's up, everybody? Before we get started on this episode, I just wanted to say, with our jobs, we have to be on call periodically, and that kind of interferes with doing the podcast sometimes. So, in the middle of this episode, we end up getting called out to go to work for a brief moment, and so there's going to be this little break in the middle of it. That, frankly, I don't think it affects the podcast too much. I think we were actually better when we came back.
Yeah, I think so too.
But with that being said, enjoy the podcast. So, Trace.
Peace. Trace. What's up? What's up? What's up? Everybody, it's Wednesday. It's Grump Day.
It's Grump Day, motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's Grump
Trace.
Day. We're going to do our first Wednesday podcast. So, you know, we worked all fucking day. So, you don't like our tone or our speed? I don't really
give a shit. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. All right. So, you can follow us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, and wherever else. We're maybe branching out to some other websites and platforms soon, so we'll let you know. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Two Grumpy Elephants. We got an email at twogrumpyelephants@gmail.com. If I said that right, is that right? Okay.
You got it.
So, I am your host, Jason. Dickhead over here is Jake.
What's up, everybody? Tracen.
Trace. Trademark. All right, so it's Wednesday. We're almost there. It's almost Friday, guys. So let's talk some bullshit. So what I want to start with is, and I know I talked to you earlier a little bit during prep about a certain subject. I'm going to hold that one.
Oh, man. That's the chocolate at the end of the fucking ice cream cone.
I want to put that one at the back. So it's like a teaser.
Yeah,
I'm not going to tell you what minute mark to go to. None of that shit. So you just got to watch. But if you recall, we had a bit of a subject matter last week. Well, Sunday, I guess it's, you know, we talked about the pipeline, the gas shortage, and all the idiots that came out of the woodwork to get gas or whatever. Okay, so that's not what we're talking about, but we are talking about the pipeline. So turns out, according to radio host this morning, Glenn Beck, I heard it on Sean Hannity, and I did it and found it myself. So the Colonial Pipeline Company ended up paying these Russian hackers $90 $1,000 to get their data back. Because Biden told them to go fuck themselves.
I gotta become a hacker, man.
I was getting ready to say, when did we start negotiating with terrorists?
No shit.
When did hacker that man. Happen? So instead of the government that we pay taxes on to fight this very thing of outside interference and corrupt, foreign agents, that's what I thought the government was supposed to do, protect their country from that kind of shit. Biden told them to go pound sand. So they end up having to pay these hackers $90 million to get their data back so they can get the pipeline back up and running and online. So with that being said, since I can remember, or from the research I've done, Russia has been wanting to put a pipeline from Russia to Europe, from Eastern Europe to London or whatever, to supply fuel and oil to Germany, London, England, all the European area. Quietly, in the dark, they all of a sudden now get approval from the UN and the US to build that pipeline. So not only did the Russian hackers hack Colonial Pipeline and got $1 million paycheck for it, but now they got access to build that pipeline that every other president since Reagan has said, hell no. Because then Russia would have too much control over the European nations. Okay? So quietly in the dark, that was approved while everybody was worried about the gas shortage. But we are closing down Keystone Pipeline for some reason. But all of a sudden, it's okay to do pipelines in Russia and all that. The Biden administration is okay with that. So I need you to visualize what I'm laying down for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm not going to dwell on it too long because it kind of is boring. But if you think about it, did we just witness Russian interference and coalition with our administration that's in the White House?
Oh.
Did we just witness
that? Oh, watch out.
Okay, because the pipeline gets shut down. Biden administration said, y'all are a free market. This is capitalism. That's y'all's problem. But in the background, the Biden administration and the UN and coalition agreed to give Russia permission or access to build that pipeline. And then Colonial Pipeline is forced to pay a $90 million ransom for that data that they took.
Sounds like they just funded that pipeline.
But here's another little tidbit. The pipeline wasn't really shut down. The pipeline was just unable to charge the people that were getting the gas. So, and since the fuel could still be transported, however, Colonial, and I'm not saying they should have not shut down, because that would have bankrupted any company just pumping fuel everywhere and not getting paid for it. But they didn't shut down the pipeline. They made it to where they couldn't write invoices or charge whatever connections or plants that were getting the fuel. They couldn't charge them because there was no way of tallying how much they were getting. That's from what I understand. So the Biden administration tells Colonial to pound sand. They go out and pay the $90 million while in the background, Russia is getting approval to do the pipeline they've been trying to do for 50 years or more. So I don't draw your own conclusions. Don't take my word for it. Do your own research. But that's what's happening. Okay? So if you want to put on your tinfoil hat at this point, go ahead. I'm not saying that this is just not a big ass coincidence, but usually there's no such thing as a coincidence when it's okay. So I'm not really sure what we take from that other than,
well, isn't Biden supposed to be having a meeting with them here soon?
Well, I think the Israel thing's kind of sidetracked or taking precedent over some of the other stuff that he was
doing. I would love to talk about that, by the way, but I don't know enough about that myself.
Well, I mean, it's a conflict that's been happening forever, but, you know, evidently it's ramped up over some. It sounds like Hamas has gotten some more funding, and they've had like 6,000 rockets they've been shooting over into Israel. And Israel has every right to defend themselves.
Yeah, and they're being shit-talked.
They're getting shit on for defending their country and doing what we would be doing. If Cuba was doing that to us right now, we'd blow them motherfuckers off the face of the earth.
Because I heard on a podcast today, they were talking about it, how the liberals are saying whatever Israel's doing is an abuse of power by defending themselves.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that they're overreacting to.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these bombs are not killing as many people as they thought, but it's still killing people. You know, they're damaging property. They're terrorizing this country. Israel has every right to defend themselves. And I think Benjamin Netanyahu, I don't know if I said that right. I think he's a badass, dude. He practically told Biden to go fuck himself when Biden was trying to get him to ceasefire. And I heard this over the radio. The only reason a ceasefire is brought up is so the losing team has time to rebuild, reorganize, come together for a different attack. That's the only reason why a ceasefire is even brought up.
Yeah.
No, Israel needs to keep it on until they damage them to where they can't be shooting rockets over them.
So I'm going to bring this up, and I'm going to tell you guys where I heard it, because I also want to kind of talk about something that this podcast has going on here. But on the Steven Crowder show, Louder with Crowder, they were talking about this whole conflict, and they were playing clips from Trevor Noah. And Trevor Noah gives this story about his little brother being like 4 years old and him being a teenager, and his little brother attacking him, and Trevor Noah wanted to retaliate, and his mother saying, you know, no, you know, don't retaliate, you'll fuck him up, you're much bigger than he is. And Trevor Noah is using this story to talk about the Israel and Hamas. And he's
a fucking douchebag.
And he says on his show,
I can't stand that motherfucker, man.
He says on his show, he's like, and I'm not using the story to say Hamas is little children and Israel is older. But that's what you were doing. But that's what you were doing.
It sounds like he's downplaying what Hamas and the Palestinians are doing. And he's perceiving Israel as the bully.
But apparently Israel's fired back on some Hamas structures and has told them, hey, we're going to take out these structures, so get everyone out of it.
Well, I also heard that the AP, Associated Press, was hiring anti-Israel, activists as reporters in. There was some bolt. So AP's taking some heat for that shit too, you know.
This is a very.
So, I mean,
but like it's we a like, very I don't odd know situation. About it. Yeah. I don't know enough about it to talk about it. But I will say, they have every right to defend themselves. You know, if that's what they're gonna do, and if they have the power to wipe out Hamas completely and all of its people,
do it.
They haven't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But that's like saying to Great Britain, all right, okay, Hitler's a bad guy, but you're overreacting a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, let's put this in perspective. Should we have showed that same kind of bullshit mercy that Trevor Noah is saying with Hitler? Is that what you're saying?
Or in Vietnam?
Well, you know, Vietnam was a war unwinnable, in my opinion.
Well,
you
know. Well, it could have been won.
Well, it could have been won if we had dropped, but... Yeah, we had
we went fucking hardcore on them.
Yeah. But I think we got gunshot after that first one. So, I probably that's why. I don't know. I don't think it was a war that was... It was the war the politicians gave up on. It was a war that the politicians gave up on. You know what I'm saying? That's how we kind of lost that battle, was the politicians gave up on it because it wasn't popular anymore.
Yeah.
But we were already in there. We were too deep to just walk away.
You know...
So... But don't get me wrong, I am not a war buff. I dabble in that stuff, but I'm not going to be able to quote you this battle on that field at this time with that regiment. I'm not going to be able to do that.
But I
do know... the gist of things.
I think often about those soldiers coming back from Vietnam and the hippies spitting on them and shit.
Well, you're putting them in a place where there is no... Back in that time, dude, that enemy had no civility. They had no ethics. There was no Geneva... They didn't give a shit about that.
Well, I'm talking about those American soldiers coming back home and then fucking hippies spitting on them.
Oh, yeah.
And calling them murderers.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of the same.
Those people's grandchildren are today's peaceful protester.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just like, They brainwashed their kid.
And I wanted to bring this. I thought about this today, and I wanted to bring this up on this episode. I've been having a personal problem here recently. I've got a couple members of my family who are liberal. And
oh shit, are you going there?
No.
Are you really going?
No. And I have a good friend of mine who's liberal, but I don't think I can take another fucking liberal in my life. I don't think I can do it. I think that's the last one. I can't, we talk a lot about tolerating, differences on both sides and all coming together and unity and everything. But I think that your mainstream liberal has pissed me off to the point of I can't. I don't want to have a conversation with you. I don't want to be friends with you. I don't want to talk to you. If me and a liberal are into the same kind of music, guess what? I don't fucking care. I don't want to be at the same fucking concert you're at. The modern day liberal has pushed me too far, dude.
Okay. I'm going to respond to you very, very gingerly. Because I know I know this has been an issue with you. So I'm going to say this. We used to be able to do that. We used to be able to have difference of opinions. But at the end of the day, it was just politics.
Mm-hmm.
But the left has polarized every aspect of our lives into identity politics, to whether if you're either you're on my side or you are a racist, you're either on my side or you are homophobic, you're either on our side and you tote the line or you're a bigot, xenophobic, white nationalist, racist, whatever.
Yeah.
So you can't have an honest and a constructive dialogue and debate with most liberals now. That doesn't exist anymore.
It's okay? Like Anakin Skywalker said, "You're either with me, or you're my enemy."
Yeah. Now there is some that can outlast. There are friendships that I think can outlast that kind of thing, but you almost have to completely shut that part of your life off.
Yeah.
To each other. If one of your friends questions your principles, that's the beginning of the end, I believe. Okay? So if your friend came out and said, "Dude, you know George W. Bush was the reason for 9/11. You know that, right?" Okay? That's fact. It's pretty much proven. And we don't know where the facts are coming. We don't know where this person got those facts. But he's okay saying it. Or, you know, global warming is really going to be our depression, you know, in our lifetime. It's going to be our ice age or whatever.
Hearing from one of your family members that somebody should be arrested because of things they've said on the internet.
Yeah, and
because of being a troll, because of being an internet troll.
Here's the thing.
In that case, I'm looking at 25 to life on Rocket League.
Okay, but here's the thing. I believe in the Constitution. And by doing that, I also have to understand that they have a right to their opinions. But they also have to understand that so do I.
Yeah, and if you I also have the right to not like you.
It's the same people when you were growing up. If you had to walk on eggshells around them. Because they had the cool whatever. Okay? So if you pissed them off, they took their cool thing and went home. Okay? They didn't want to play no more. Unless you played the way they wanted to play.
Okay,
unless you gave them the cool Nerf gun and you kept the shitty one from Dollar General.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Okay? So that's the same type of people we're talking about. It's my way or I cry. And I call you names, and I walk away. That's the same people we're talking about. But now they're older. They're not grown. They're just older.
Yeah.
Because I think when you grow up, a certain maturity happens. But somewhere between adolescence and adulthood, they miss something. Because if you come to me and I have facts and I'm telling you what it is, well, that's your truth. But that's not my truth. Okay, no, the truth is the truth. Facts are facts. Okay, if you believe in science, if you want us to follow the science on a pandemic, if you want us to follow the science on global warming, which most now, there is few people coming out now saying that this isn't jiving, okay? But that's not the debate I want to have, okay? I don't give a shit.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. Sorry about the interruption. Fuck all that bullshit whiny shit I was doing a second ago.
I just wanted to finish that thought, though. What I was going to say was, you know, the left has made it impossible for you to be able to carry on a friendship with someone that does not necessarily follow your political beliefs and views, okay? So, you know, I think a lot of friendships have been ruined for that, you know? But, I do want to bring this up, and it kind of goes on to the last, maybe not last week, but the week before last episode, where I said people are starting to make political noise. Okay, Trump's starting to schedule rallies again. So I don't know what that exactly means, but I know he's got one coming up in North Carolina. He's got some other ones, you know, throughout this country. So you don't hold those rallies for nothing.
No.
Something's going on there.
Something's going on.
Something's going on there. So I just wanted to bring it up in case you thought, you know, that we were just talking out of our ass. I think something's going on there. So here's my question, though. If Trump's doing that, why is Pence? Why ain't Trump and Pence doing that? That's what I'm trying to tell you. Okay? Something is there. You just got to get through the fog. But something is there. Yeah. And it's going to be huge.
Huge.
Huge. Right. So, the chocolate cake. All right, well, before we get to the chocolate cake, let's do this.
Do we explain to people why we had that interruption?
Well, you know, we have to pay the bills. So one of us is on call, and I'm not going to tell you which one. But one of us has a job that calls for us to be on, you know, on call. And one of us got a call a while ago. We have done what we have done. That we have followed protocol to this point, and we have, and we're waiting to see what happens. So we're going to try to finish up the podcast during the time.
So this podcast might not even get finished for another 2 fucking hours.
Yeah, but we will get it done. But, okay, before the chocolate cake, so that's what the interruption was for. We also have lives. We also have jobs. We're not on our ass just coming up with shit to talk about on the podcast.
That'd be awesome.
So, if we ever get there.
Like and subscribe, bitches.
Trace. But if we ever get there, so yeah, that's a good segue into, hey guys, I gave you a opportunity that most people do not give. I gave you an opportunity to talk shit about me in the comments, and I'm still waiting for them. So quit being a pansy ass and comment something.
All 14 of you didn't say shit.
Well, I think we got 15 now. But here's the thing:
two of them are us.
Let's set this record straight. Do not go by our views on YouTube, okay? Do not. I don't know if it's accurate. We've watched it go up. We've watched it go back down in the same 30 seconds.
I've done the same thing with the watch time, with the average view time.
I'm not even, I don't give a shit about the views no more. I'm going to do it till the fucking wheels fall off, okay? But we are getting some great traffic on Apple Podcasts. We are getting some traffic on Spotify. We are getting traffic on Google Podcasts. So maybe, just maybe, not. Don't go by what you see on YouTube. We may be getting suppressed. As little as we are, we may be hitting some keywords that the algorithm says, oh, shut it down. Okay, I don't know what's going on there, but I have enough family members watching that covers that amount of views. Okay? Just say it. All right? So, and what happened to that Nathan guy? Nathan Thomas, whatever, the first guy? You remember the first guy that commented on our podcast?
Clayton Simmons. What was his? Clayton Simmons.
Clayton. Where you at?
Yo, Clayton, get your bitch ass in the comments, bro. Come on.
Yeah, man. Let's. I mean, come on, man. Shit.
Come on, man.
All right. I want to go here. I just put in the Trump shit. First of all, Trump ain't going away. I don't know if this is a bid for testing the waters, maybe. Maybe to see how big his rallies are going to get. If they're like they were, you know, they might give him the motivation to try for another run.
We'll be right back.
That's the wrong button, Jake.
And we're back after a long break. We've regathered our bearings. Something came up, but now we're back. We're ready to get back into the flow. Jason, take us back into it.
I'll try, brother. I will try. Okay, so like I was saying before the break, Trump's got some scheduled rallies throughout the country. I know one's in North Carolina. I think maybe even two are in North Carolina. So why I bring that up, and we talked about it a couple of podcasts ago, it's not a Trump-Pence rally, okay?
Yeah, because Pence has his own rallies.
Right. Pence is making his own stops separately in, you know, early primary states, and then this comes out this week that Trump is scheduling rallies. So what I want to emphasize is I don't know, but we may have a Trump question mark ticket instead of a Trump Pence ticket. It just looks weird. I wanted to bring that up. I think it could be a big story there. You know, I really don't know what's happening. Like I said, I never had any problem with Pence. He made a great VP, not necessarily my choice for president.
Yeah.
But, and, you know, there's a reason he's doing those rallies. So I like to think that we don't know everything just yet. Something's coming out sooner or later. Maybe a while, but I would just like y'all to keep your eye on that, you know, and tell us what you think about that. But that's really all I had on the Trump thing. You know, until some rallies start happening, you know, there's not really much to talk about because, you know, people playing shit and then, you know, that never happens.
Now, is this a rally or is he just hosting an event?
It's a full-blown rally. It's a full-blown rally. Yeah. Just like it was, you know, campaign stop rallies.
Really? Really?
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Okay.
So it's not like he's you know, throwing his support behind this, you know, senator or behind this congressman. It's a Trump rally. And the only reason why he would do that is either, like I said, or, you know, before the break, it's a test balloon to see what kind of crowds he brings in, see what kind of enthusiasm people still have for him, if he's still, you know, the badass that we know he is. You know, maybe he needs some confirmation or some reassuring on that. So who knows why he's really doing it. But what I really want to emphasize is that where you don't see a Trump-Pence rally. You don't see that. And I wonder if there's a reason for that. Is what I'm
saying. You think
there
was like a falling out behind closed doors?
Well, I mean, if it wasn't, it would have been the first in American history that the president and the vice president didn't have a falling out.
Yeah.
Except,
yeah.
I mean, you can't tell me that Obama didn't go over there and say, Joe, what the fuck are you doing? You know,
well, he said, a couple of times. He said, quote, you don't have to do this, Joe.
Yeah, you don't have to. You shouldn't.
You don't have to do this, but, Joe.
Trace.
I wouldn't even go for a Trace.
I'll
go for a Trace.
There's never a wrong time to do a Trace. So.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so I also want to bring up, because, you know, this is actually closer than the presidential election. Governor for California starting to heat up. And it looks to me that the front runner for the Republican side is Caitlyn Jenner. And here's where I want to go with that. You know, she, because that's all I know her of. Probably mixed whatever from the Republican side because of her lifestyle, you know. And if you're a Christian, can you be okay voting for someone that, you know, embodies that lifestyle, which goes against most, you know, your religion? I will just say this. In your religion, just like mine, it's not my place to judge you, okay? If she is laying down some conservative policies and, you know, she's a fighter, I don't give a shit what she does in her bedroom. Okay? I could care less.
It's got to be fun to see, though.
Oh, dude, it would be hilarious. But, and I just got what you meant. It took me way too long, and I went with, it would be hilarious. But,
yeah, now you retract that statement.
Well, I mean, it's out there now, so. But, no, I Flip think it. That's a hard decision. I don't know how you would want to fall on that, but, if the policies are there, I mean, we're talking about California here.
That's well, now she's being labeled as a, who was it? Who was it that came out on Twitter and labeled her as
a hypocrite?
No, well, now, yeah, but at first, this person came out on Twitter and labeled her as like a God damn it, I fucking lost the word. An idol of this trans movement. And now this same person's coming back and saying on Twitter, you're not one of us. You're a traitor.
Well, I mean, let me just give you a couple of things. She's pro-border. She's pro-legal immigration. She is against transgenders playing in girls' sports. I don't know about her stance on pro-life versus pro-choice. I mean, that's up to California to figure that stuff out. All I'm saying is, you know, it's California. You know, that's what it takes for a Republican to win over there. It's got to have... I mean, that's how Arnold Schwarzenegger won. It was, you know, it's a fucking circus out there.
You almost would say you got to have balls.
You got to have balls.
Wait. Wrong choice of words.
Well, I heard a few podcasters say, if you can look past the wardrobe, if you know, her policies line up with most conservatives. Okay, so I'm just telling people in New York, Republicans in New York, you know, if y'all vote, you know, if she wins the primary, you know, you need to, whatever you got to do, if you vote for it and go to church Sunday and, you know, ask for forgiveness or whatever, you know, I'm just saying, you know, it's either that or Gary Newsom again. So, Gavin. You know, whatever the fuck his name is, I mean, that's. That might as well be London over there for me, because I ain't never going there. So, you know, I don't know. It's weird to have to make that choice, but I mean,
that's not the weirdest choice around her.
No, and it's not the weirdest choice that California has made. You know, no. So let's just. I'm just saying, if she's conservative and you can believe what she says, the policies line up for a conservative. So
at this point, I wish anything for California other than Gavin Newsom.
Yeah. Okay. So earlier in the episode, the podcast, we teased about some chocolate cake. So I'm ready to start on that. If you are, Jake, if you got anything before then that you would like to bring up, now is the time. Don't wait until after we've served dessert to say, hey, I've got some meatloaf left. Okay, so...
I have been ready to talk about this quite possibly my entire life.
Okay. Well, that's why when you said, do I just want to finish up the podcast while you go do your thing? I was like, hell no. This is where the gold's coming from. Okay, so let me set you up. Let me set up the story. Quietly throughout the year, maybe even
give us a narration. I'll add in some sound effects. Jake, add in sound effects.
Okay, so quietly throughout the year, the Pentagon has actually came out and confirmed sightings, anomalies of UFO sightings. They have now got the technology to track these unidentified flying objects. And now are saying that some of these are from out of this world. We don't know where they're from. Okay? So...
I know where they're from. They're from a galaxy far, far away in a time long ago.
Okay, so this is a real thing. This is really happening. It was on Radio Today. It was on Fox News. It was on CNN. The Pentagon has actually come out and said, in several different settings, that, yeah, we've got this type of metal from a crash site. We can't recreate this metal. We don't know what the molecular structure of this metal is. We can't recreate what we're seeing in the sky. Some of these UFOs are hitting 60 Gs. Now, think about that in comparison to our rocket ships that take astronauts to the moon and to space is only 10 Gs. Okay. So basically, one of the things I saw where this flying object was in this certain area, and 3 seconds later, it was 65 miles away. Okay. This is what they're saying.
And what they're also saying too is from the Pentagon is that off of the coast of Virginia, they've been seeing these anomalies enter restricted airspace for the past 2 years now.
Yeah. All right, let me show you a story that I heard on the radio this morning. Okay, when Air Force or Marines or Navy, they practice, you know, flight simulations, you know, but with real airplanes and real live whatever. Okay, so so what they'll do is they'll set up a war games, if you will, and they go in, you know, to go in the sky, and they'll do what they call a dogfight, you know, with not live round ammunition or nothing like that. Yeah, just doing the barrel rolls and the maneuvers. Okay,
yeah.
But each day that they do that, they set a specific longitude latitude spot as called the safe zone. So if you're experiencing any kind of difficulties, I guess you go to this particular spot and you just kind of hover there, you know. Or maybe it's a certain altitude, maybe it's a certain area, you know, whatever. But it's not given out over the radio. It's not given out in the mission or whatever. It's verbally given to the pilots before they mount up. This unidentified object joined the dogfight and was basically showing the U.S. You know, I'll go even further. The Earth pilots, tinfoil hat included. Okay, I get it. This is weird to actually try to talk about, but this unidentified object was showing the Earth pilots how to maneuver their aircraft. And then all of a sudden, this unidentified object goes to the safe zone and sits a particular spot that nobody knew about, but them pilots. So the host of this radio show was saying, that's that UFO telling you we're better than you. Cause they outmaneuvered all the Earth pilots. Okay. They couldn't keep up with it. But he also is telling them, we know what you're doing. This is on the radio this morning. I'm not making this shit up. This is what on the radio this morning. I saw it on Fox News. I've been seeing it on some of my feeds on other platforms. So if we're really talking about this, and this is really a possibility, and the Pentagon is actually kind of confirming that maybe all these folks that were saying, hey, walked outside my trailer, saw some lights. I thought I had hit my head, but maybe it was a UFO. Maybe it was something from outer space. Well, that's basically what the Pentagon is saying. Yeah, that's probably what it was. Now that they've got this new tracking system now, where before they could not track where it went after they saw it. You know, once they saw it, okay, but once it moved, they lost it. Now they're able to track it anywhere for as long as they need to until it's out of range or whatever, you know, basically what they were saying. And so my question is, first of all, is do you think this is real, or are we being given this story for a massive cover-up of the government's getting ready to come steal all of our houses or guns or something? And if it is real, let's say it is real.
Israel.
Let's say that this is a true story, that this is happening. Okay? Where do we go from there?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Jason. do we get these people integrated into Earth life?
I don't think that's an option.
Well,
they're not coming here to say, teach us your ways. They're going to come down here and say, we fucking run this shit now.
So, let's play. Think of all the movies. Good. Yes.
Okay.
Let's play.
I mean, where's Will Smith at? Where is Will Smith? I need to know exactly where Will Smith is at all times now.
Where you at, Will?
Where you at, Will?
Where the fuck are you?
I mean, or Dennis Quaid, because he's really the one that, you know, sacrificed.
Is Dennis Quaid not dead? Did he not die?
Am I saying that right? That is Dennis Quaid, right? That was in there. He also played in National Lampoon's Christmas. Yeah. Yeah, that's Dennis Quaid.
Randy Quaid was in.
That's Randy. Yes, I knew I was wrong. It's Randy Quaid. He's the one that flew his, you know, the spaceship up into the UFO or whatever and blew it up.
You know, I don't know what movie you're talking about.
Independence Day.
I was born in 1995.
Man, God damn it.
But I like where you're going. So let's say, okay, all right, so what is the question? Are the aliens here to learn, or are they here to fight?
I think if they were here to fight, they could have already wiped us out without us even knowing it. Okay, so I really don't think, unless they're in what they call a recon mission, just to get information on us, and I feel like an idiot talking about this, okay? If you're watching this tomorrow, just know that whatever you think of me, I'm thinking that 10 times more, okay?
So,
but this was news today.
By the way, there was a 12-minute Tucker Carlson video on it.
Yeah.
And the look on Tucker's face, he thinks, as he says it, he's like, I'm full of shit.
That's the way I'm feeling right now. I feel like I'm a guy with a ham radio sitting in a Airstream trailer just waiting, you know, with a tinfoil hat on. And I've got, you know, that's what I feel like right now. Here's the thing. This is kind of what they were talking about this morning. That's the way the government wanted you to feel. That this was just so preposterous. Mm-hmm. This was just so out of the question.
Oh, shit, it's aliens.
No res, anything but gobbledygook. It's just whatever. It's just, and maybe, and that's what they were saying on Fox, maybe if this is true, maybe we should stop thinking of UFOs as crazy talk, or the people that have said they've seen them or witnessed or had an encounter. Of course, some of it is not real, but maybe one of them is.
So,
if they're talking about this on legitimate news organization channels, I'm worried about it a little bit. I mean, I'm a little bit worried about it because we can't match their technology at all.
No.
And I don't think this is China. I don't think this is Russia. This is way beyond the world's technology at the moment. Well beyond. No one can withstand 60 Gs. Okay? I don't know how or what technology it takes to be for a human or any kind of organism to win. But they're saying that this contraption or apparatus is flying at 60 G's and stops on a dime. No exhaust, no nothing, just movement. You know what I'm saying? No noise.
I don't know. As far as I'm concerned.
No, I'm saying you're here, Then you're here. Here. Okay? Boom, boom. Okay?
Look, as far as I'm concerned, until we catch this, then it's just glitches in the system. I don't know. It's very odd. It's fun to talk.
It reminds me of an episode of South Park, though.
You know, which is
actually... Do you remember the episode where we are actually a reality TV show?
Yeah, yeah.
And the Garmagons or the Trigrafricans?
Yeah, and the Earth gets canceled.
And Earth gets canceled, and it's because we found out. So we may be getting canceled here. The real cancel culture may be showing up for sure. If, you know, maybe we fucked up just talking about it today. I don't know. However, it's really weird that this stuff is coming out now. I think something must have happened that they are no longer able to keep it a secret. And maybe it all started with the raid of Area 51 that three people showed up to. I don't know.
Now,
but even Barack Obama said something about it a couple of days ago on a show.
Probably on his podcast with Bruce Springsteen. That's a real thing, people.
So I don't. But anyway, he mentioned something about, you know, there's things I can't say because, I mean, you know, national security. But, yeah, there's something there, you know. But, I mean, don't quote me on his verbatim or anything like that, but that's the gist of it. But here's my next question. What does that do to your faith? If you're a religious person, what is that? Yes. There is more intelligent life out there. Yes, E.T. exists. You know, he did get home. You know, he got better. Elliot beamed Elliot up a little bit later on, and we're about to find out all that shit. Of course, I'm joking on that, but something's going on with all these UFOs that even the Pentagon are saying, yeah, we don't know what they are. We know they're there. We are tracking them as much as we can, but we do not know what their technology they're using or even what the metal that their aircraft is made from.
Well,
so
now I do want to bring up some topics.
Please do. I mean, please bring me back to reality as best you can.
Well, I'm going to take you further away from it.
Oh, shit. Well, I mean, you know, it's okay.
Let's say the aliens are here for research.
I told you this story when I was a kid. Okay. But go ahead. This is fucking freaking me out. I'm telling you, it's like 8 year old all over again. Okay.
Well, go ahead and tell the story for the podcast for the podcast listeners.
I'm scared. I don't know if I want to. Okay, I will. All right. So when I was younger, I was really skinny, and I had what you call a bird chest. You know, not very muscular, just scrawny, real, you know, skin and bones, pretty much. And I had almost like a lump or a knot in my chest, you know, right in the center of my rib cage. You know what I'm saying? And it's always that way. And it, you know, eventually went away. You know, I don't know what happened to it. Maybe I got fat. So maybe it's still there. Maybe it's just underneath all the fat. But I saw an episode of Unsolved Mysteries one time. And the story was that these people were having encounters, but the only thing they were doing was just kind of, you know, going over the body, kind of looking at them, feeling them. But everybody made the comment that they wanted to rub the chest, you know, right at the rib cage, right where I have a big lump in my chest. I don't know what it was. I mean, maybe I don't really know. I can't explain it. It's gone, but that shit fucked me up for years, bruh, when I was 8 years old. And I would sleep on my stomach for the longest time because I was eight, you know what I'm saying? And this was just taboo, whatever. But, you know, now, if this shit comes out and we're starting to witness these, you know, flyovers and restricted areas and, you know, UFOs joining in and in flight practices and shit, something's going on. There's something going on. I mean, but that's my story of why this kind of shit's freaking me out a bit, you know, because it's like I just woke up from an eight-hour nap when I was 8 years old.
Yeah,
and, you know, it's like the, you know, your worst fear is actually becoming reality. You know, your worst nightmare of your childhood is starting to become, hey, that really did happen.
It already is. Or, I grew up.
Or they're coming for me.
Shut up.
I thought they were looking for me because I had that lump on my chest. Okay? I thought they were looking for me. So now maybe they still are. They, you know, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. It's weird. I really feel like an idiot talking about this shit.
Well, you but, know, I mean, to sum everything up.
I know exactly what Tucker Carlson felt when he did that show. So, I know exactly what he was going
to. To sum everything up, a few months ago, I noticed this coincidental trend in a few of the podcasts I listened to where they were talking about if aliens were here, what music would you show them from Earth life? What music would you show aliens?
What would I?
Yeah.
I would probably show them Johnny Cash, some George Jones, you know, my shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe a little Nirvana, Stone Temple Pilots, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd. I don't know.
Oh,
I
mean, definitely Skynyrd. Definitely Skynyrd.
Yeah, but
you don't want to show them metal.
Damn sure don't want to show them Carly B. Or whatever, you know. Yeah, fuck that shit.
Cardi B.
What did I say?
Carly B.
Well, it's better than what it sounded. I don't know. But you don't want to show her. You don't want to show up anything in a 2020.
But so now
2019 up is out of limits.
Now I want to take this a step further. To if you were to get them integrated in American culture, what TV shows would you show the aliens? The aliens definitely have to watch The Office.
But see, I think they already know everything about us. That's what I'm telling you.
Do you think the aliens have seen The Office?
No, you have to. I would think they know. If they know the exact location of the safe point in a simulated dogfight with multiple aircrafts, they already know that was a word of mouth location. Okay, wasn't written down. It wasn't in the briefing. It was given to the pilots as they were walking out to board their planes. And it's done by design, so nobody else knows the safe point.
I hate the fact that
they know that.
Not answering the question.
Okay,
I hate the fact that you're not answering that question.
Because I'm trying to be. I don't know what the word is.
You're trying to talk about aliens killing all of humanity. I'm talking about saving humanity by showing them The Office, and then boom, they don't kill us.
There is no way that's not going to save The Office. I mean, the planet, though. The Office? Yeah, it's hilarious.
Hilarious.
But it's...
Step Brothers. You show the fucking... If you show the fucking aliens... I'm not even talking to you, Jason. If you show the fucking alien Step Brothers...
I'll take a break then.
If you show the fucking alien Step Brothers, there's no way we're dying. No way.
Yeah, but you gotta also think we're not the only ones on this planet. Okay? We're gonna have to answer for everything that China's done, everything that Russia's done, everything that Norwegian has done, Norway, Sweden, all these. We're all one now.
I'm not gonna lie. the aliens can take those guys.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be on the short list, though. I don't know if we're going to be on the... We may be the baddies in this one. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Trust me, I thought this was a load of bullshit this morning. A whole gallon of manure. But as I kept hearing them, and they're shooting off this report and that report.
This is wild.
It's crazy. How do you take this seriously, but how do you not? When you got the Pentagon doing this. Or either it's the biggest ruse of all time. Something's going fucked. Our guns are about to get confiscated because that's what the aliens want, maybe. I don't know.
Is Joe Biden an alien?
Well, he's not very human-like at the moment. But I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would call him. What that? Don't do that. Yeah, I hit it. Yeah. I hit my microphone and then I grabbed it. It's a slong looking microphone. I don't know. I mean, it looks better than yours.
All right,
looks better than yours.
We gotta end this episode.
We can cut that out, dude. Just cut it out.
No. We actually have to end it.
Well, I've been ready to play Minecraft since 7:30, so, I mean. Anyway,
let's go ahead and whip out the trace.
Trace?
Hit him with the trace. Anyway,
if you appreciate our videos and you like, I get it, dude. That was some crazy shit, but we're just reporting what everybody else is. We're just talking about what everybody else is talking about, bro. So if you don't believe me, go do the research. It's out there.
Yeah.
It's fresh.
Oh, yeah.
Today. So, I mean, whatever. But, you know, you can follow us on YouTube. You can follow us on Apple, Google, Podcast, Spotify. Like I said, we are going to try it. We are entertaining the idea of getting on some different platforms. We're on Instagram at Two Grumpy Elephants. We're on Twitter at Two Grumpy Elephants. Shout out to Turtle. Shout out to Trace.
Clayton Simmons.
We're out. Nice Grump Day.
Later.